And welcome back, George Norrie, with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com and your phone calls. Doc, how many people do you think you've helped, Doc, since you've started this?
Oh, my gosh. Been doing this for 75 years. Several million, that's for sure. 81 countries, several million people, and just about every disease you can think of. We've really developed a tremendous, what should I say, cadre of people, including yourself and your team, to get the message out there that there is help. And, totally a different approach from the medical profession. And, for instance, when it comes to arthritis, each year in America, just to treat the symptoms of arthritis, not to prevent it or cure it, the medical system spends, or they don't spend, they get $626.8 billion from the patients for arthritis in America just to treat the symptoms. When it comes to osteoporosis, they get $6.7 trillion a year in America just to treat the symptoms. Okay? And arthritis is one of those easiest diseases to deal with because it's not a genetic disease. It's not an old age disease. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. We learned this in the animal industry. And, you know, you have an expensive racehorse. You have some cows that come in from the pasture every day to get milked. And if they have arthritis, you're not going to get the best results. And so in the animal industry, we've learned a long time ago how to use supplementation to deal with the problem and to solve the problem. And it's just one of those things where I just took that, have my degree in agriculture, have my degree in veterinary medicine, I had three postdoctoral fellowships in pathology. I'm a physician, and so I'm different than the average medical doctor. I take all that information we learned in the animal industry to help the patient do the best they can do.
And you do a great job with that. Let's go back to the calls. West of the Rockies, James with us in California. James, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
You with us, James? James has departed. Let's try Jeremy in North Dakota. Hello, Jeremy. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you. Doc Wallach, I have a question. Can you explain exactly what 100 milligrams of Jardiance daily is supposed to do?
100 milligrams of what?
Jardiance.
That's a diabetes drug, Doc.
Yeah. Well, that's to deal with the symptoms. Okay.
Supposed to lower his A1C.
Yeah, to lower the A1C, lower the blood sugar. Well, when you know that the...
I've learned this stuff from you, Doc. I've learned this stuff from you.
Very good. Well, type 2 diabetes, which is the biggest number of diabetics, type 2 diabetes, a baby can be born with it. You can get it when you're a year old. It's not a genetic thing. And it's very easily dealt with because it's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. And so we've developed programs to deal with type 2 diabetes. And so type 2 diabetes is one of the easiest diseases to deal with in a way that you'll be happy at the end of the 25 extra years you get.
Why does lowering your weight help with diabetes?
Well, if you're overweight, if you're obese, this means you're not handling calories properly. Okay, when you have diabetes and you're obese, this means you're getting a lot of pressure from calories, from everything from cookies to rice to bread and all that kind of stuff building up in you. But you don't have the nutrients that are designed to deal with it. And so we learned from the animal industry, okay, remember, I got my degree in agriculture, I got my degree in veterinary medicine, three postdoctoral fellowships in pathology. So I learned a lot about each of these diseases, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, kidney disease, liver disease, bone marrow disease, all this stuff, brain disease. And I started using everything they were using on rats and rabbits and that sort of stuff, and use it on humans, and it worked, okay? And, of course, the human benefited from all that money that was spent on doing the research in the animals, and so that's where I could read both languages. I could read the language of veterinary medicine and agriculture. I can read the language of human medicine, And so it's one of those things where it was just a natural way to go. And so we deal in 81 countries. And again, the metabolic syndrome. Have you ever heard of the metabolic syndrome, George?
Yes.
Okay, well, metabolic syndrome, for those of your listeners, it's metabolic syndrome. You have abdominal obesity, type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. Well, all three of those are just simple nutritional deficiency diseases, and it's easy to take the 90 essential nutrients, the secret sauces for each of those three diseases, and in weeks, you don't have the problem anymore.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John in Anaheim, California. Welcome, John.
Hello. Hi. Hi.
Hey, John.
Merry Christmas and Happy Newton Day.
You too, sir.
Isaac Newton's birthday was December 25th.
Perfect.
How can we help you, sir?
I have neuropathy, tinnitus, and it's hard for me to think. I usually remember things after, and it's aggravating to me.
Okay, how old are you, sir?
75.
Okay, how much do you weigh?
140.
Okay. You say you have some balance problems and some buzzing or ringing in the ears?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I had it 45 years.
Okay. Well, guess what? You have osteoporosis of the skull. I have a little book. It's only 30 pages. It's called It's All in Your Head. And it shows you x-rays of normal skulls, human skulls, which is a quarter inch thick. And then it shows you x-rays of skulls from humans that have osteoporosis of the skull. And the skull's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. And those 12 pairs of cranial nerves, the tunnels that they go through, are reduced in their interior diameter by 95%, squeezing those nerves. And then we show you what tissue, what organs each of those nerves go to, what symptoms you're going to get, and what nutrients to take to deal with the problem. Okay, it's called It's All in Your Head, that book. You want to get that book. You can call George or Tommy, and they will make sure you get that book.
All right, thank you, John. And we were talking about how many people whose lives you have touched, Doc.
Well, I would say probably well over 100 million in 75 years.
In your career, what has been the one story that you'll just never forget of you helping somebody?
Well, the stories that I remember are the ones where people, they go to, you know, all the best, according to the medical system, all the best medical doctors for their various issues, and they say, well, you only got, you know, 6 months to live or this, that, and the other, and apologize, but, you know, we can maybe give you some relief a little bit, but don't expect a miracle here, okay? And somehow somebody gets my information to them or they bring them to me, and we put them on the program, and I always say, I'm going to treat you like a dog, but you're going to get better, because I'm using our research from thousands of research projects on dogs and cats and rats and rabbits and so forth. And so in a vertebrate, you know, a warm-blooded animal, whether it's a human being or a rabbit or a rat or a raccoon or a dog or a calf or a rat or a pig, it doesn't matter, the results is going to be the same. And so this is why these books came out. And these books, they're written at the sixth-grade reading level. They're not written at three PhD levels, okay? They're written at the sixth-grade reading level, so the average person who can read English can. And so many of them have been translated into 25 languages. Dead doctors will lie, I don't know how many languages. It's in 81 countries. I don't know how many languages it's been actually translated into. But this information goes out there, and it's one of those miracles. We'll give the good Lord all the credit, okay? But when you know the way to get to a place and you follow the same path all the time, you're going to get the same result. And so when you have a good result in something, again, like metabolic syndrome, and people get on the program, the nutritional program for metabolic syndrome, they stay away from all the bad stuff, they lose the belly fat, they lose their diabetes, they lose their high blood pressure. And this is the thing that always fascinates me. The doctors never ask the patient, or send them a letter, say, hey, I haven't seen you in 6 months. Everything okay? And the patient says, yeah, I just don't have the diabetes and obesity anymore. But the doctor says, okay, they never say, well, come on in. I want to examine you and find out and talk to you and find out what you're doing, you know, to have some positive results here. And so I always find that fascinating.
The fellow who had the neuropathy, does that cause itchy feet too, Doc?
Oh, yeah. See, the 10th cranial nerve, that's a big nerve, starts in the brain, goes all the way down to your toes. And doctors will cut your toes off if you have itchy feet. You don't have itchy, itchy feet anymore because your toes are gone. But the problem started in the head when the skull is squeezing that 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, and all the way down it'll cause irregular heartbeat. It'll cause kidney problems. It'll cause pain in the legs and so forth in the feet. Cause digestive problems because there's branches of that 10th cranial nerve that go to your stomach and your intestines. And so you get all these problems going on, and the doctors can't locate any specific anatomical thing going on there or biochemical thing going on, but they can tell you that there's something happening in those areas, but they don't know what it is because it's all happening up in their head.
First time caller, Matthew in Indianapolis. Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Yes. Merry Christmas.
You too, Matt.
Yeah, so I suffer from psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis. It began in my early 30s, and I'm 36 now. And I own a couple of your books, but I wasn't sure if the information to relieve this symptom was in those books.
Yeah, again, you want to get a hold of the book, Let's Play Doctor. It covers arthritis very well. And then we also have the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Covers arthritis very well. We have the book, it's called Epigenetics. I'm one of the five guys that began the science of epigenetics, replacing genetics. There are no genetic diseases, okay? I defy a doctor to show me a genetic disease because just because you get five people in your family with the same disease doesn't mean it's genetic. It means they're all eating grandma's same recipes, okay? And if you're living in a place that doesn't have any nutrition in the soil, and the farmers are only putting the three minerals in there because that's the cheapest way to raise crops is the three minerals. So you're only getting three minerals instead of the 75 you need to prevent those diseases. Okay? And so if you start taking the supplement programs that are designed to give your body what it needs, and then we have the secret sauces for each disease. Now, the reason we went that way, because you say, well, you have pain in your knees, take aspirin. Get rid of the pain, but it doesn't solve the problem. So you keep taking aspirin all the time. And eventually the doctors say, well, we've got to give you an artificial knee or take your leg off, give you an artificial leg. And so it's one of those things where if you know that there is a way to solve the problem, you solve the problem by taking the nutrients. You'll know in 90 days. I always say, give me 90 days, 90 for life program. Okay? Because if you're going to get benefit from the nutritional program and stay away from the bad foods, you will see benefit in 90 days. Okay?
Doc, why does the body have two kidneys but one liver?
Well, the liver has many lobes, and the liver is pretty big. Okay? And so the kidneys, if you had one kidney, it would be the size of a football. Okay? And it would be kind of funny in your belly to have a football in the middle of your belly. And so the nice thing about having two kidneys of modest size, if something happens to one of them, you know, you're in a car wreck and one of them gets damaged or you get an infection and one of them gets damaged, the other one can kind of fess up and pick up the extra work that needs to be done to keep you going. And so, the good Lord kind of considered all these options and gave us the variety of things we need to maximize our health and lifespan. And so if we give ourselves what our body needs and stay away from all the bad stuff that causes negative things, okay, to your tissues, and this is not hidden. I mean, there's billions of dollars have been spent on research in laboratory animals well, what does this nutritional deficiency cause? What does this nutritional deficiency cause? What programs can we benefit from with this mineral? Okay, and so this has been written up thousands of times, and this is why I wrote those books. And they're all written in the sort of the sixth grade reading level. You don't have to have three PhDs to read them. And so the average person can take the book Let's Play Doctor, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Epigenetics, and It's All in Your Head, those kind of books, and have them kind of as a reference in your house. And when your family comes over and somebody complains about a particular disease, you kind of read that together and say, let's try this program Wally's talking about here, and take the 90 essential nutrients and the secret sauces for the high blood pressure. Let's take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Let's take the I-26. Let's take the 90 essential nutrients. And let's take the de-stress capsules for the congestive heart failure. And let's see what happens in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks and 10 weeks. And so if it goes good, you just keep going that direction. If it doesn't go good, we can add something else or change tracks.
Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com with us. He takes emails, and I understand that there's a podcast in the making.
That's correct. And so, you know, we have we have all kinds of DVDs. My best one, of course, is Dead Doctors Don't Lie. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes. It's one of my best lectures. I gave it that lecture to, I think it was like a couple of thousand people in a stadium, and all the equipment was great to record that. And so that's been a big seller, because the information is so straightforward that anybody, if you have a sixth grade reading level, you can understand what's being said there, and you can actually become one of our associates, become a member, and you pay like 60% of the retail cost instead of 100%. So you're saving all that money. And the nice thing about this is if you pass on or you want to retire, you can pass this on to your family. If you build a nice little longevity business, you can pass this on to your family. And it can go generation after generation after generation. Whereas if you are working for a big company and you die or you retire, do they give your workplace to your family? No.
Oh, that's true. They don't do that. We're going to come back and take final calls with Doc Wallach in just a moment from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call to get information, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Those of you on hold, just hang where you are. We're going to come back and take final calls in a moment. And, Doc, since you've been doing this, my gosh, how many years you've been doing this with us now?
Oh, with you guys. Oh, gosh, got to be at least, what, 12, 15?
Where's the time go?
When you're having fun, George, it goes fast.
It does. We're going to come back and take final calls in just a moment. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, our final segment. In 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. Then 3 weeks after that, Doc Wallach back joins us sometime in February of 2025. Do you find that this year was a fast year, Doc?
Oh, yeah. lots to do. And, of course, we stood up and you know, faced all the things that needed to get done. And we learned a lot, and we helped a lot of people. It's one of those things where when people learn that you can help them, you know, they've had a disease for 25 years. You get rid of it in 2 weeks by changing their diet and giving them a supplement program. And the doctors were just giving them pain relievers, okay, for 25 years. And so it's one of those things where we've kind of learned where the pressure points are. And yeah, I'm still giving lectures. I give Zooms. On Mondays, in my biggest days, I'll do Zooms, maybe 5 hours of Zooms on Mondays.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of Zooming, Doc.
Yep. And it's one of those things where, again, 81 countries talk with communications all over the world, because we've been successful – and showing people that there is help for these diseases. And, of course, the medical system, well, there's nothing you can do about it except relieve the symptoms. Well, that's how they keep milking the dairy cow.
Let's go back to the calls. Kim's with us in Sacramento, California. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Dr. Wallach and
Hi.
George. Thank you, Kim, for taking my call.
How can we help you?
How can we help you?
I had anal cancer and had radiation and chemo, and I have trouble with my bowel control and even urinary control where I'm going all the time. And so I wondered about that, and then also brain fog inflammation because I can't really.
Okay. How old are you?
67.
How much do you weigh?
I think 160.
Okay. Now, when you say you have brain fog, does that include buzzing, ringing in the ears, dizziness, balance problems, anything like that?
Probably a little bit, just because with all this I've been going through, you know, I can't really take a chance on walking because of the bowel kind of thing, and I need to get walking a lot because I've gained a lot of weight back. I lost a lot of weight during my treatment.
Sure. Okay. Well, I would bet you a dinner that you have osteoporosis of the skull. You need to get a hold of that book. It's all in your head. 30
pages. For the brain fog, Doc?
Yes, for the brain fog. Absolutely. It's all in your head. You get osteoporosis of the skull, and it just shows you an x-ray of the picture of a normal skull, a quarter of an inch thick, compared to a skull with osteoporosis. It's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. And it goes into there's a chapter for each one of those nerves in that book, and it goes into the diseases you're going to get and tells you what nutrients you need to resolve the problem. And that book flies off the shelf. People buy it by the cases, and they give them away to their friends, and they may sell them at a bazaar to help the church make money or whatever. It's one of those things where we have learned so much. And, of course, it's my background. I've done over 30,000 autopsies, okay? I've done autopsies on over 462 species of animals. And then I was in the Air Force, a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force, and all these field hospitals for injuries, wounds, and all this kind of stuff, and chemical warfare. And so I have this background that's quite different than a regular physician who just treats diabetes with insulin injections, okay? And it's kind of like, your car, you have the dashboard with all these gauges on there, and you're reading those gauges as soon as you turn on the key. How many times do you give yourself a complete physical every week?
That's
you don't.
A good point.
Yeah. And so this is very simple. And you get these simple books. It's all in your head. Epigenetics, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and Let's Play Doctor. And the Let's Play Doctor, I love it because it teaches you how to do physicals, teaches you how to diagnose diseases, tells you what the optimal nutritional approach is. And this book sells millions of copies every year as a result of that.
Doc, what do you recommend for her bowel issues?
Okay, well, she has this. I believe she has osteoporosis of the skull, and that the 10th cranial nerve, that vagus nerve, can cause that stuff going on with the anal area. Okay, and so it's one of those things where, at 160 pounds, she needs to get rid of all the bad foods: no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, no brown rice, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And for energy, we have the Rebound, which we made for Theo Ratliff, a great basketball player, who his career was over with. We rebuilt his legs. They wanted to give him artificial legs. We rebuilt his legs. He came back. And he made $75 million.
Wow.
When we rebuilt his legs, and so he wanted some energy, so we made the Rebound for him. I take two to three of those Rebound drinks a day myself because I'm working 20 hours a day. And so I need my Rebound. It has vitamins and minerals. There's nothing bad in there. It's just vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It's a great, great, great drink. And so it's one of those things where this guy needs these things and needs, again, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets to get the circulation going to the kidneys, which deals with everything from blood pressure, okay, to heart disease. And then, of course, the de-stress capsules, good for the heart. I-26, good for the brain and spinal cord. And give me 90 days on this heavy program, and you will be amazed at all the good things that happen. And so and then we can talk again, and some you can reduce the amounts, some you can get rid of. But you want to be sure that you continue taking your supplement program and staying away from the bad foods, and you can add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life.
Here's that toll-free number again, Kim, to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Our final text and tweet for the night, Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, Doc, Janice on the Big Island, Hawaii, wants to know if the grapefruit diet works.
The grapefruit diet, Doc, what do you think?
Well, that's a weight loss thing. Of course, the trouble with that is, over a long period of time, are they going to get all the vitamins and minerals they need? Because where is that grapefruit growing? Okay, and so it's one of those things where, is it getting all the nutrients? Does it have the glacial milk coming down and fertilizing that soil? Is the farmer just using in the orchards, in the ranches? Are they just using the regular farm fertilizer with three minerals in it? And so you have to consider all that. And so, you know, I don't want to just be rubbing dirt from Texas on my car instead of putting oil in the oil reservoirs.
Let's go to John in Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hey, John, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, George.
Hi, John.
Hi. How can we help you, sir?
I have a friend who is 32 years old. I'm going to turn the speakerphone off. And he is 5'10" tall. He weighs 190 pounds. He has tinnitus. He had asthma and bronchitis as a kid. But this is the big thing. He's in final stage renal disease, so he's on dialysis. And he just listened to the Best of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He's very excited about maybe not having to have a kidney transplant and all those anti-rejection drugs.
There you go.
So
needs to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat brown rice, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Needs to.
Now, what if he's off all of that, Doc, anyway?
Okay. Well, then he needs the 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. Especially because of the kidney issues, he needs to take 3 of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. That's going to get the blood circulating through clogged arteries and blood circulating through veins that have clots in them, that kind of stuff, in the brain, the eyes, the heart, the lungs, the liver, all the legs, the bone marrow. That I-26 is really, really, really a great supplement program. It's designed to deal with those issues. And then, of course, we have the de-stress capsules, which deal with most of the diseases that you get when you have heart issues. Okay, it's the heart issues require an enormous amount of nutrition, including selenium, 3 of those, 3 times a day. I take 3 times a day. Been doing it for, I don't know, 75 years. And if you take care of your body as good as you take care of your car, you can add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life. This is one of those things where
with quality.
Yeah, exactly. We have, that's one of our priorities, is to make sure that it's quality. And the reason why we don't tell people the names and the ingredients of products, because they run to the drugstore and they buy one product and they think that's going to solve their problems.
And so I know you hate that, Doc. That's the one thing I learned from you from the get-go.
Yeah, and that's a mistake. But see, that's a simple thing. Well, the doctor said if I just take some aspirin, that'll help me with my arthritis in my knees. Well, that's nonsense. It'll relieve any discomfort, but it's not going to rebuild anything. And when you don't have any discomfort, you're not going to favor that knee, and so you'll wear it out faster. And so then they'll say, okay, it's time for you to have surgery to replace that knee, and you got good insurance that'll cover it. And so what does the person do? Shrugs his shoulders, okay, go ahead and give me a new knee. But it really doesn't help over the long term because you didn't have enough nutrition to add many healthy years to their life.
And, John, is that toll-free number for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. You truly have a remarkable staff behind you, Doc.
I know we have a wonderful team. Again, it's worldwide. We have a team locations in 30 countries where we have business in 81 countries, but in 30 countries we have teams and we have facilities, and we're quite an active organization 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and so we're very, very proud of our teams. And these people, they love this because when they're ready to retire, they die, their business that they built up with Youngevity goes to their family or whoever they want to leave it with. It could go to a church mate, something like that. It's not like you're working for some big corporation and you die. Your family doesn't get your job, okay? Okay, and so this is, you're investing in not only in yourself, but your family, your neighborhood, your church mates, your workmates, your kids, your grandkids. And again, you can build a business for your grandkids. I have, I don't know how many grandkids now, I think. I have five children, and between them, I think I probably have about, I don't know, 10 grandkids. And they all not only use the products, but they bring them to school and give them to their friends and get their friends and their friends' families working on them. And these are kids that are 6, 8, 10, 12 years old, and they see the benefit, and so it's infectious. People like to help people. It's a natural thing.
Let's go to another call or two, Doc. John in Florida, welcome to the show. Hi, John.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Wallace.
Yes, sir.
I have your book, It's All in Your Head. I got to read that one again. Did you write the book Wheat Belly? You were talking about wheat earlier, and I read that, and I stopped eating wheat, and I lost 70 pounds over a few months with exercise.
Because wheat destroys all those villi, those little finger-like predictions or finger-like productions sticking out in your intestines. And so it's one of those things that kills your ability to absorb nutrition. When you give up wheat, those intestines heal, the villi, the finger-like projections grow back, and suddenly now you can absorb nutrition. And the wave action of those villi make the bad things go out the other end. And so it's one of those things where we've through going through all the research and all the different vertebrates, again, whether they're rats or rabbits or human beings or dogs or cats or cows or sheep, whatever it might be, okay, and zoo animals. I've worked in zoos all over the world, and, of course, this is where we found so much information. One of my favorite ones is... have you ever heard of liver cancer in bears?
I have not, Doc.
Okay, well, liver cancer in bears was a big thing for, I don't know, maybe 20 years. Every species of bears, black bears, brown bears, Kodiak bears, honey bears, all over the world, in the zoos all over the world, were getting liver cancer. But no other animals in the zoos got liver cancer, only the bears.
What are they eating?
Peanuts. They're getting peanuts, and peanuts have a fungus called Aspergillus flavus, okay, which produces aflatoxin, which just causes liver cancer. And people buy peanuts at the front gate of the zoo. They use that money to run the zoo. And then the visitors will throw those peanuts infested with that aflatoxin into the bears. The bears eat that, and they wind up with liver cancer.
That's remarkable. Doc, yeah, you have yourself with your family a great Christmas and a New Year's. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks. Up next, Joshua P. Warren with some strange things about Christmas.